Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Locker Room. It's a live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use, and you can talk to myself, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. It's perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. And you can share your experiences on the app. All you do is download the Locker Room app, free on the iOS App Store. You can create your profile. You can follow people you want and see when they go live. Check out the Locker Room. All right, guys. Welcome to our Pit Panther Rants and our Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host, brought to you by the Sports Drink. And, welcome in, guys. Vlad Harris. It's Monday, actually. It's 12:19 past midnight. And, well, you know, I figured, why not just say happy friggin' Monday? A whole bunch of stuff going on pit-wise. Well, first of all, Pitt baseball, they got snubbed from the NCAA tournament. For Alabama, Pitt baseball had a hell of a year. It's just towards the end, they lost 8 of 9, I believe. Yeah, they lost 8 of 9, and I mean, they pretty much lost out the regular season. And no matter what, you can't put your fate in the hands of the selection committee. And that's basically what happened here. They have plenty of opportunities. I'm leaving my phone here because I'm recording. And, you know, regardless, I mean, if you're a team that hasn't really been in the tournament, like Pitt has, in fact, they haven't been in the tournament in 26 years. You know, committee is not going to, if it comes down to Alabama, which Alabama got picked over Pitt, and their final stretch wasn't too glowing either. But if you're going to choose between Bama and Pitt, they're going to choose Alabama no matter what. It doesn't matter if Pitt's in the ACC school. Currently, Pitt is a Big East program that just happens to be in the ACC right now. And that's what I believe. That's pretty much what the mindset is here. So it doesn't really matter what Pitt's conference affiliation is. They're going to go with Bama, the SEC team. That's just how it is. And, I mean, for Pitt, I mean, hopefully they use this as a learning experience, some motivation for next season. I mean, they got to take something with it. And hopefully maybe next year the committee will take them more seriously. Pitt Women's Volleyball had this issue before where no matter what, they weren't getting the one seed. And finally they got it, and of course, you know, things didn't work out too good. This past year they went to the Elite Eight. It's tough. It's a tough thing. But obviously Pitt's doing some big things, especially their Olympic sports, so I will expect them to, I won't be surprised next season if they fare a little better and have a much better season. Who knows? We see him in the tournament next year. Now, we did get some other good news here. Pitt football landed a commit. Sam Vanderhaar from Australia. He's a punter. Commits to Pitt. Class of 2022. And he comes from a program that's produced multiple Ray Guy Award winners. Sam Vanderhaar. You know, that's a good name. I mean, I would call him, I don't know, I would call him Sam Van Hagar. You know, like from Van Halen. You know how they said Van Hagar instead of, you know, Van Halen? How they do the whole, you know, the types of the Van Halen eras. I mean, there was the David Lee Roth, which is Van Halen with David Lee Roth. Then there was with Sammy Hagar, the Van Hagar era. I mean, those two eras will always be debatable. Both eras produce some pretty classic content. Now with Eddie Van Halen gone, I just don't see. I'm not sure we see much of Van Halen after this. I mean, we'll always have all the classic albums and stuff. And I mean, Michael Anthony, I believe, is he's doing shows of Sammy Hagar. And of course, Sammy and Eddie, they clear up their differences. But I don't know. Let's get back to actual pit content stuff instead of ranting about rock bands. Pit Basketball landed a transfer. They got a forward by the name of Mohamedou Gaye. I guess that's how you pronounce it. He's a 6'9" player. He's from Stony Brook. He gives Pitt plenty of size, what they needed, because they need a big man inside. I'm not sure how he's going to pan out, because Pitt's history with JUCOs and transfers just hasn't been good. I know transfers, it's been a train wreck. We always say we're going to add some sort of touted transfer, and it just never happens. JUCOs, we haven't been too bad. I mean, we've had some good ones. I mean, Jermaine Dixon was a JUCO, and of course, we know him for the, he's well noted for the Villanova game where he turned the ball over and, did that, and caused it, a three-point play for Villanova. That's one of his famous things. I mean, we could talk about his Twitter behavior at one point, where he said some things about Joe Flacco, although Flacco got the last laugh with his $100+ million contract. Now, Pitt did have some luck with Jared Wilson Frame. I mean, he did pretty well. But other than that, I mean, it's just been really, I don't know. We just haven't had good luck. So hopefully, I'm trying to be positive here about this Pitt Hoops team, but I have no idea. Pitt did have some, we had some bad news this past week. Eric Mobley passed away, died at age 51. And he had a bowel cancer. I mean, age 51 is just it's just so damn young. For death. Hell, I'll be 42 next month. So one of the main players I watched growing up, when he was just he was a hell of a Pit player. That was still towards the end of the Paul Evans era. And, yeah. But, yeah, that was some bad news. In Pitt Women's, Brianna Kiesel has joined the Pitt Women's basketball program as an assistant. I mean, that program needs all the help they can get. And hopefully, maybe Brianna can help out in some way. Because Lance White needs something here. Because he's been here and it's just been such an uphill battle for him. I just don't know. But we did have the NBA playoffs. Going over all the other rounds of sports. The Pens obviously got knocked out of the playoffs. They just, after Jerry gave up that, turned that puck over, that was pretty much it. I mean, the Penguins did. I mean, they did rally behind Jerry in the elimination game, and they rallied around him by playing like shit in that game. I haven't really watched the Penguins enough to really understand, give any input as to how they should be fixed, what they should do. I mean, I think you write out your top stars, Crosby and Malkin until you can, and then eventually go until you go back in the lottery. And you know, when you're so bad, you get back in the lottery draft, and then you figure things out. I mean, it's rinse and repeat. I mean, when we had Lemieux, we had Yager for a while as well. Then we eventually lost both of them, and then we just were so bad that, you know, we got back in the lottery, and we got Crosby. We got Malkin the year before that. I believe we got Fleury. Did we get Fleury year before? It was something like that. But we got three big centerpieces. We got a really good goaltender. We got two good, really good offensive players. And things took care of it from there. I mean, we got three cups out of it. I mean, I think we could have more than three cups with this group, but it just didn't happen. It did. You know, 2009, after, you know, when they finally won the cup, we expected more. It just didn't happen for a couple of years. I think too much was put into Dan Bylsma. They got rid of him. And then, you know, they finally get two more cups. You know, I think you just ride on until it fully collapses. That's all I can really say about it. And be sure to check out The Locker Room. It's a live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to myself. I don't even use it, but whatever. Other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting for breaking news. Share your experiences on the app. All you need to do is download that Locker Room app. It's free on the iOS. You create a profile, link it your Twitter, whatever, and join a group. And follow, you know, do a whole bunch of other stuff. All right, we're back to... Let's get around the sports. Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather boxed. I'm just bad with names today. But for some reason, I know who Logan freaking Paul is. I can't remember who Floyd Mayweather is. I mean, I know he's a boxer, but I can't remember his full name. But for some reason, I just know who Logan Paul is. And that's the genius of Logan Paul and his marketing abilities. People hate him. He's made people hate him so much that they remember him, and they forget about all the other shit. That match with the full length is what I heard. It was $50, and to be honest with you, I wasn't wasting plenty of other things I can burn $50 on than to do that. The winners though are Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather because they're going to get a payday out of this. And I'm sure they'll do it again. Because everybody, I'm sure, bought that hoping Logan would get his ass knocked out. And it just didn't happen. So there's that. NBA playoffs, LeBron. This is impressive for the NBA. I mean, in terms of body count. Look who you had in the first round that bowed out. I mean, you had Russell Westbrook bows out with Bradley Beal. Luka Doncic, he just got bounced out today by the Clippers. Dame Lillard gets bounced out. And LeBron got bounced out in AD. Well, you know, AD was hurt, but still. I mean, that's a pretty impressive group of guys that got bounced out of the first round of the NBA playoffs. Now, these guys, the way they played, there wasn't much rest between both of these. There wasn't a whole lot of rest between both of these things. These playoffs, these seasons. Which explains what happened. You know, the Lakers were a lost cause in the playoffs. I mean, they were limping. I'm sure they'll be back next season because LeBron, you know, you can't sleep on LeBron. The Trailblazers, they beat the Nuggets. The Nuggets had a whole bunch of guys on injury. One notably is Jamal Murray. And the Trailblazers are very talented that they could have probably gave Nuggets a much better... they could have gave much better of a game. I mean, Game six, after out of bounds controversial thing with I believe with Melo or or Nurkic was one of the two. They just, it was, you know, it got, you know, it looked like a Nuggets player touched it, and it's, you know, it was Nuggets ball anyway. It seemed like the Trailblazers, they were losing the lead at that point. They just lost their composure, and that's it. I mean, it seemed like Dame was the only guy doing anything, and I mean, they have a talented enough nucleus there where they could have at least given the Nuggets a better game. They didn't. They flamed out, and of course, the coach, you know, got, he got fired. I mean, if you look at the roster, it's basically Jokic, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., Monty Morris, and Jermichael Green. I mean, the Nuggets are basically on a skeleton crew. I mean, there's no excuse as to why the Trailblazers lost in six to this team. But, you know, the Hawks took what beat the Sixers today. The Mavs, they just lost to a good Clippers team. And, you know, people said that Doncic needs help. But, well, it's probably true because, well, look what happened in, well, they won game five. But other than Luka, who had 42 points, Tim Hardaway is the only other guy with double figures at 20. I mean, Boban, Porzingis was supposed to be a big help to him, but it just didn't seem like it. And, of course, you know, it seemed like he had some help this game, but it just wasn't enough. I mean, Clippers were just all over the place. I mean, Kawhi had 28, Marcus Morris 23. I mean, they had a whole bunch of guys in double figures in this game. So, I mean, it's all too interesting. The Nets, I think, obviously, they have a big series against the Bucks, and the Nets obviously are up 1-0. I'm not sure how this game plays out. I mean, I think this whole thing benefits the Nets because KD has been out because he hasn't really been healthy the last few years, and he's, you know, rested. You know, Kyrie obviously is rested, and so is Harden because his team bowed out last year early. And they just seem like they're very in sync. And I just don't see the Bucks being able to, I don't see the Bucks having enough to get past the Nets. You know, I mean, if you look at this group, I mean, Giannis, Brooke Lopez, Jrue Holiday, Chris Middleton, these guys aren't getting by Durant, Blake Griffin, who's all of a sudden backed like Popeye. I mean, he's you know, he was hurt and ailing towards the end of his career in Detroit, and somehow he's regained himself being traded to a team full of talent. I mean, it's amazing. But I'm not sure James Harden's status is in game two. In fact, let me look him up and see what he's doing. Yeah. Oh, wow, yeah, he's out of game two as well. So I'm not sure how this shapes up now with Harden out. We'll see how it goes. But as far as everything else goes, I mean, that's a short podcast because I really don't have much else to talk about. I could ramble about the NBA, but I'm just not. Jesus, there's just nothing to talk about. Now, you all know about tennis, about the French Open. Naomi Osaka, she left the tournament. In fact, let's go back to that and see what happened. Remember this now. She didn't want to talk to the press. And, of course, they said, well, if you don't talk, you're going to be fine. And she said, well, fine, if you're going to fine me for not talking to the press, I'm just going to pull the French Open. And not, and take care of mental health. You know, I'm not sure what's going on with it. Well, I mean, I do. I mean, Naomi Osaka has been playing tennis since she was like 3 or 4 years old. Okay, and some people are just, they have a hard time speaking in public. I mean, she's 23. She may get better with it. You know, if she wants to pull out, it's her prerogative. I mean, it doesn't affect what we do our next day, day in, day out. I mean, take care of yourself and let her take care of her. I mean, that's all I can say about it. Roger Federer pulled out, and he just said, you know, he pulled out due to his injuries. He's just not healthy. But, I mean, you know, these athletes, they've been brought up to, you know, that being these media appearances are mandatory and they have to do them. But if you remember Zach Greinke, who plays for the Astros now, he had anxiety. He had social anxiety with this, you know, where he had a hard time talking in public, talking to, just dealing with all this, being a star. And he almost quit baseball over his anxiety altogether. And, you know, and now he just handles it. But, I mean, he just, when he talks, he's very awkward when he talks because he doesn't know much else to say. I mean, Naomi Osaka's 23 years old. She may get over this. If anything, you know, she's been playing tennis since she was three, and maybe she just wired to play tennis and not to publicly speak. I mean, it happens. I mean, when you have people who are like engineers, they're so wrapped. To be an engineer, it's a lot of work, and you're so wired into it that sometimes you're so, you know, a lot of engineers I talk to, they're socially awkward because, you know, they spend so much time wrapped up in what they're doing. What they're doing in college and in their profession, that, you know, that sometimes, you know, their social aspect just isn't there. I mean, it does eventually come, but it's, you know, that's how it is for some people. I mean, not just engineers, could be anybody, but I mean, if you're just wrapped up in something and you just, you know, it takes time to grow out of it. Especially with job interviews. I mean, I hate job interviews, but I've done them so many times that it's no big deal to me now. It's just, you know, being able to. Some people just have a hard time putting their thoughts together at that moment when they get questions asked to them. So, anyways, I'll just close it here, you guys. Take care of yourselves. Have a great week. Have a pit. Bye.